A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever since Grand Theft Auto 3 proved how much of an interest there was in sandbox experiences, every studio since has been trying to capitalize on the boom, resulting in over a decade of diverse, top-tier titles that continue to push the industry forward. With that said, in a genre as popular as this, where so many different releases have continued to innovate and push boundaries, there have been just as many stinkers acting as cautionary tales of how chasing the open-world dollar can go terribly wrong. Consequently, throughout the years, gamers have had to endure some of the most boring video games ever made, traveling through the same old sterile cities and repeating the same old missions over and over again. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 worst open world games of all time. Number 10, Vin Diesel's Wheelman. While Vin Diesel has starred in some actually pretty damn good movie tie-in games, his 2009 vehicle, oyoy, Wheelman, is not one of them. The main problem is that the title just doesn't really know what it wanted to be. It mixes bits of Need for Speed with Stuntman and, of course, a little Grand Theft Auto for good measure, but doesn't really know what made all of those games tick, except from the iconography and high-speed car chases. This lack of identity is present in the gameplay itself, as a lot of the missions are confined to a car, is place control a blocky Vinny D and drive around restricted parts of an open world, but a scant few do allow you to get out, stretch your legs, and shoot people's faces off. Unfortunately, neither gameplay style is all that engaging. Like the movie itself, Wheelman could never quite escape the shadow of other better releases, but it is admittedly probably the best Fast and Furious game not to be called Fast and Furious. It's just a shame that it's more Too Fast, Too Furious rather than Fast 5. Number 9, Risen 3 Titan Lords, Enhanced Edition. A series which has continued to chug on despite never releasing a game that's actually been any good, Risen 3 Titan Lords Enhanced Edition was the cherry on the shitty cake of this notoriously terrible pirate-themed franchise. While a lot of open-world games on this list feel empty, Risen 3 is completely bereft of ideas and imagination in every department. Boasting combat clunkier than the ships you travel on, the very act of playing the sandbox title feels like a punishment forced on the player, while the fragmented story and repetitive enemies don't entice you to dig deeper into its admittedly grandiose world. Not only a technical disaster despite its enhanced moniker, Risen 3's RPG elements are some of the most needlessly complex the genre has ever seen. Just about every character has an ability they can teach you or something to sell, but the sequel never communicates which items and upgrades you can actually use or what you need to do to gain access to them. And that's if you can even remember which character had which thing in the first place. It's a right chew on. Number 8, Sniper Ghost Warrior 3. Despite having 3 attempts at creating a good Sniper Ghost Warrior game, developers at CI Games have never really made something worth playing. 2017's third title was their most valiant effort yet, but while the gameplay was more refined than ever, taking the series open world only introduced a myriad of new problems. Rather than offering anything new for fans of sandbox shooters to dig into, Ghost Warrior was content to just riff on the mechanics other games perfected years ago. Likewise, the shooter's entire selling point, adopting the role of a sniper and having to adjust for wind, distance, and movement to line up the perfect shot was far too similar to the superior Sniper Elite series, slow-mo, bullet time and all, meaning the sequel pretty much had nothing that allowed it to stand out from the crowd. Number 7, Saints Row 4, Get Out of Hell. Although it started out in the shadows of GTA, over the years the Saints Row franchise proved that it was more than yet another copycat by doubling down on wacky open world design when the competition was moving towards more mature and self-serious experiences. That approach allowed the franchise to soar for a while, but by the time Saints Row Got Out of Hell came around, it became clear that the series' over-the-top zaniness was papering over a severe lack of original gameplay ideas. In fact, despite literally going to hell, the latest sequel felt staler than ever, and instead of ripping off GTA, was content to riff on the likes of Crackdown. Even worse, the humor that propped up the previous game similarly started to get old in Got Out of Hell, and despite a few creative flourishes here and there, only made the whole affair feel even more punishing. Saints Row could have gone anywhere after the release of the fourth game, but unfortunately the devs decided on the most lifeless option imaginable. Number 6. Two Worlds. Drawing inevitable comparisons to Oblivion when it released back in 2007, the open-world RPG Two Worlds showed players how bad Bethesda series could have turned out in the wrong hands. While the game featured all the tenets you'd expect from a release in this genre, boasting a huge world to explore, characters you could tailor to your choosing, and a wide variety of beasts to fend off against, just about every one of these features was botched in some way. The map itself, while ambitious, became a chore to explore, thanks to some glaring bugs and glitches that made even simple movements a pain. Combat didn't fare much better either, with clunky controls turning every enemy encounter into a scrappy wrestling match rather than a grand fantasy battle. Likewise, the story crumbled the longer the game wore on, with the abysmal if noble voice acting, accomplished by the developers rather than a professional studio, ruining any impact it may have otherwise had.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. Fuel. Back in 2009, Fuel's open world was the largest the video game industry had ever seen. While that scale was certainly enticing though, the empty arcade driving propping it up tanked EA's chances of Fuel becoming a smash hit. A predictable rubber banding system meant that player controlled drivers often took the lead early on, slowing down in the final stages to allow the player to edge in front of the competition for a quote unquote epic photo line finish. While that could admittedly make the occasional race an exhilarating experience, when it happened every single time you jumped into the game, it became tiresome. Likewise, the bland open world itself didn't do much to stop every race from blurring into one hodgepodge of last-minute victories and wonky driving mechanics. The brown smear over everything was supposed to evoke a strange, surreal post-apocalyptic landscape, but it only resulted in skid-marked environments to drive around in, and not the cool race car kind. Number 4. Driver 3. Although the Driver series actually got out ahead of Grand Theft Auto in creating a 3D open world, by the time the third game in the series rolled around, the latter franchise had completely outmatched it with releases like GTA 3 and Vice City. Driver 3, or Drive 3, or Drive however you pronounce it, consequently was developer Reflections' dreadful response to the increased competition. Once again putting you in control of Tanna, the third game in the franchise attempted to ape Rockstar's open world formula, but only managed to create broken missions and a shooting system that always seemed to miss the mark. Endeavoring to create a dynamic open world by having NPCs react realistically to your actions and introducing a rather impressive damage modeling system for vehicles, the sequel's technical shortcomings compared to its technical ambitions resulted in a sandbox that always felt under threat of coming apart at the seams, rather than the cohesive and lifelike environment the devs had imagined. Number 3. Gangs of London. Wanting to prove just what the PlayStation Portable was capable of, Sony released the open-world crime game Gangs of London in 2006, but it wasn't exactly the ace up its sleeve the publisher thought it was going to be. There's something in the premise of letting you choose to pick a gang to join and wage war in London like you're in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels or something, but the gameplay itself was just so uninspired. Yay, you can shoot people. Yay, you can run them over. Yay, you can pelt them with baseball bats. Yay, you can play pretend darts in a virtual pub and fall into an existential crisis over how you don't have anyone to do that with in real life. Oh, only me then? Obviously, all of these faults were made even worse by the limitations of the console itself. The goddamn machine only had one thumbstick, yet players were expected to properly explore this 3D open world. And yeah, the devs did their best when it came to this aspect, admittedly, but the tech only exacerbated the already pretty crappy gameplay. Number 2. The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Hands down, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 has one of the worst open worlds ever created. The drab grey city is barely any more lifelike than a cardboard cutout miniature, and the game even seems to recognise this, dropping the setting quite often in favour of tightly crafted levels. That somehow only makes the game worse though. At least in the city you get to swing around and pull off high-flying Spidey moves, but the repetitive objectives of the main quests, as well as the restrictive levels, suck out even that molecule of fun. And on top of that, the fact that this sequel somehow looks worse than the original game despite benefiting from a new generation of consoles, and you're left with the worst gaming outing the webhead has ever endured. And look, I bloody love Spider-Man games. I'm even a huge fan of the tie-in to The Amazing Spider-Man 1, but this is just sad. This is just sad, man. Number 1. Superman Returns. Creating a Superman game is no easy task, but EA's 2006 stab at bringing the character to life has become a textbook example of how a developer can completely f*** it up. Without any storyline to follow, the game has you flying across the same streets over and over again to fight the same old robots just so Metropolis' health bar doesn't run out. It's all busy work, and despite the game featuring a level-up system and upgrades, pretty much everything that the game has to offer can be experienced in the first 20 minutes. Despite how bad it is though, there are good features that are completely squandered. The vast array of powers Superman has at his disposal, including a rather impressively executed ability that allows players to travel faster than a speeding bullet, are completely wasted on repetitive gameplay and unimaginative enemies, somehow making the superhero romp even more frustrating to play. It's all a shambles, and in an era where this kind of movie cash-in has virtually been abandoned by the major publishers, it seems even worse in hindsight.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.